Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hola.
So, what have we got today?
Today, we have a lesson of jet lag.
Jet lag.
Yes.
Wow, that makes me tired.
I know.
Just hearing the words, jet
but
lag.
But it's so useful. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you want to say, I'm jet lag, and people don't know how to say it.
Really? Well, how do you say that in Spanish?
Jet lag.
Jet lag.
Yeah, but remember, you have to do it with the accent in Spanish.
Okay.
So, you say... Jet lag.
Jet lag.
Yeah.
Jet lag.
Jet lag. Okay?
Right.
So anyway, one of our keywords is cambio de horario.
Cambio de horario. That's three words. And
yes.
It means change of schedule or change of, you might say time zone too, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So like a lot of people say jet lag, but in Spanish, you can say cambio de horario.
And it means jet lag, too.
Exactly.
Right.
But if you say jet lag, people understand you.
Okay.
Okay? So why don't we listen to the dialogue three times? Dialogue, first time.
Tengo jet lag.
¿Qué es eso?
El cambio de horario.
Ah, claro, porque aquí son 8 horas más.
Cierto.
Second time.
Tengo jet lag.
¿Qué es eso?
El cambio de horario.
Ah, claro, porque aquí son 8 horas más.
Cierto.
Third time.
Tengo jet lag.
¿Qué es eso?
El cambio de horario.
Ah, claro, porque aquí son 8 horas más.
Cierto.
All right, we're back and let's do a little bit of a translation.
Tengo jet lag.
I have jet lag.
Tengo jet lag.
I have jet lag.
Tengo jet lag. ¿Qué es eso?
What's that?
¿Qué es eso?
What's that?
¿Qué es eso? El cambio de horario.
The change in time zones.
El cambio de horario.
The change in schedule.
El cambio de horario. Ah, claro, porque aquí son 8 horas más.
Oh, of course, because here it's 8 hours ahead.
Ah, claro, porque aquí son 8 horas más.
Oh, of course, because here it's 8 hours ahead.
Ah, claro, porque aquí son 8 horas más. Cierto.
True.
Cierto.
Right.
Cierto.
Okay, now let's get into this. It seems like this person didn't know what the word jet lag was.
Yeah, like if I say it with my dad, he's like, what is that? Speak Spanish. You know? But the thing is that it's slang and we use it in a lot of places. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so let's take a look at these words. Now, first of all, we have I have jet lag.
Tengo jet lag.
Okay, and the word for jet lag is jet lag. Jet lag. Right?
Jet lag.
So the word for I have.
Tengo.
Tengo. Tengo, that's the verb.
Tener.
Tener, okay. Tener means to have, and so tengo means I have. So let's put it together. I have jet lag.
Tengo jet lag.
All right. Now, the line that follows is a very important sentence that you newbies are going to use all the time. It says, what's that?
¿Qué es eso?
¿Qué es eso, no? ¿Qué es eso?
¿Qué es eso?
And you can just point to something and ask people, what's that? What's that? What's that?
Exactly.
In this case, the person wants to know what jet lag is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look. How do you say what?
¿Qué?
¿Qué? And how about is? It is.
Es.
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 Okay, that's the verb, and that's the verb ser, right? And in the third person, it's es, okay? So it'd be like in English when we say is, okay? So we have what is, and then all we have left is that. What is that? How do you say that?
Eso.
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 Okay.
Do you remember the movie It with the scary clown?
It with the scary clown. Liliana, I did not see that movie. I'm scared of scary movies.
Okay, do you remember that was a Stephen King movie?
Oh, Stephen King, It, yes.
And the name was It, right?
Yes.
Well, in Spanish it's eso.
Wow.
Yeah, it was el payaso eso, which is like the eso clown or something.
The clown named It.
Yeah.
Okay.
You will never forget this word now.
Right,
they're
right.
Going to think of the scary clown.
Excellent. I'm a little bit afraid. Okay.
Okay,
back to our sentence. How do you say, what's that?
¿Qué es eso?
¿Qué es eso? Wow, that might be the challenge of the day. Anyway, let's go on. The change in schedule.
El cambio de horario.
Okay, the change in schedule, the change of schedule. I also translate it as the change of time zones, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes you'll hear me do more than one translation, you know, more than one version. And it's just because translation is tricky between languages. And don't worry, you'll get it, right? You'll get it. So let's take a look at these specific words. How do you say the change?
El cambio.
El cambio. Now, what's the word for change?
Cambio.
Cambio. Okay. Now, that is the word for change, as in the change in the weather, to change your clothes, a change that you get when you pay too much.
Yes.
Right? Change. Cambio.
Cambio.
Okay. How do you say the change?
El cambio.
El cambio. El means the.
Yes. Masculine.
All right. Masculine. El cambio. Now, the word for schedule?
Horario.
Horario. Okay, horario. And the word for in schedule or of schedule?
De horario.
Okay, de horario, de horario. So de means of.
That's right.
Okay, let's put it all together. The change of schedule.
El cambio de horario.
El cambio de horario. And that's another way to say jet lag in Spanish.
Yes.
Okay. The answer is, oh, of course.
Ah, claro.
Okay. Ah, claro. Now, claro literally means clearly, right? But you can use it to mean of course.
Yes.
Clearly.
Clearly, exactly.
Of course, of course. And then, because here, it's 8 hours ahead.
Porque aquí son 8 horas más.
Okay. Now, this translation is going to be a little tricky too, but we'll take it step by step. So, because.
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué? Okay, that means because. Here.
Aquí.
Aquí.
Okay. Aquí.
Now, in Spanish, when we talk about time, when we talk specifically about hours, we have to call them plural, right? So they are 8 hours.
Son 8 horas.
Son 8 horas. Okay. What's the word for eight?
Ocho.
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 Okay. Ocho. Now, what's the word for hours?
Horas.
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 Okay. So 8 hours?
8 horas.
8 horas. Now, they are 8 hours.
Son. 8 horas.
Son 8 horas. So the word son.
That's the verb ser.
Okay. And that's to be. So they are 8 hours. Mm-hmm. Now we have one more word left, and that's more, because it's 8 hours more, right?
Más.
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 Más means more. Sweet. Let's put the whole sentence together. Oh, of course, because here it's 8 hours ahead.
Ah, claro, porque aquí son 8 horas más.
Okay, you heard me translate that as 8 hours ahead, but 8 hours more, no? Ah, claro, porque aquí son 8 horas más. All right. And the response is true.
Cierto.
Oh, that's right, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cierto.
Cierto.
Now, that's the word for truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like word. No.
Word.
It doesn't apply, right?
No.
Truth. You don't
truth.
Say that?
No. Now, this is the word for true or false questions, right?
Cierto y falso.
Cierto y falso.
That's
so
right.
Cierto. Excellent. All right. What do you think? We should listen 3 more times?
Let's do.
Dialogue. First time.
Tengo jet lag.
¿Qué es eso?
El cambio de horario.
Ah, claro. Porque aquí son 8 horas más.
Cierto.
Second time.
Tengo jet lag.
¿Qué es eso?
El cambio de horario.
Ah, claro, porque aquí son 8 horas más.
Cierto.
Third time.
Tengo jet lag.
¿Qué es eso?
El cambio de horario.
Ah, claro, porque aquí son 8 horas más.
Cierto.
All right, we're back, and I want to talk about ways to agree, because we have two here. The first one was claro.
Yes.
Of course, right?
Claro.
Claro.
Do you like tacos? Claro.
Claro.
Do you like tequila? Claro.
Claro. What? Do you like Spanish pod?
Clarísimo.
Okay, of course.
Claro.
Of course. Now, that's one way. Another way is to say cierto, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means true.
Yes. Okay, this, for example, cierto, you use it when you're agreeing with something.
Okay.
For example, if you say, this is too spicy.
Cierto. I think so. Right?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of the appropriate translation.
Okay, I think so. Cierto. Mm-hmm. All right. So, claro and cierto are a little bit different. Claro means of course, and cierto means I think so.
Like, yeah.
Agreement.
Okay.
Sweet.
So, do you want to have a challenge?
Yes, what is the challenge today?
The challenge is, ¿qué es eso?
¿Qué es eso?
Yeah.
Now, how are people going to use ¿qué es eso?
For whatever you want to ask, like, what is that? Just point it and say, ¿qué es eso?
Okay. And then somebody will answer.
Exactly. And right. We hope you understand.
Sweet. All right, folks. If you have any questions or you want to leave any comments, please go to our website, which is SpanishPod.com. And we can't wait to read what you have to say. For now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.